Now, get ready to smile again with radio's home folks, Vic and Sage, written by Paul Wright. Well, sir, the evening meal has been over only a little while as we approach the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here on the front porch, we find Mrs. Victor Cook and young Mr. Rush Cook. Mother and son are swinging gently in the swing, idly discussing this, that, and the other thing.
History is repeating itself again, by George.
Because you and I are sitting out here in the swing, huh? Gossiping and talking on the telephone?
Yes, and also because Mr. Chinbunny and Peter are over on Carl's porch eating ice cream.
Well, you take history, it'll repeat itself.
That's right, Uncle Fletcher.
You know, I think Mr. Chinbunny eats his ice cream in that big, elaborate, ostentatious way just for show.
He loves ice cream. Watch how he slides the spoon in and out of his mouth with his head way back and his eyes rolling around. He almost shudders with delight. He loves ice cream so much.
That's what I mean. Nobody's that crazy about ice cream. I think he goes through that performance for show, to indicate to his hostess he's enjoying himself.
Well, maybe.
There used to be a lady come visit us once in a while in Dixon when Bessie and I were small. She used to go through a lot of foul row to demonstrate she liked what my mother served for dinner. Oh, gosh, I never tasted such mealy potatoes. Oh, what biscuits. Oh, Mrs. Rush, you simply got to give me the receipt for this pie. Oh, dear, Miss McCauley, her name was. We stopped talking too so long on the phone.
Michigan, Michigan, from Michigan, Michigan.
Oh?
When I went to the kitchen to get a drink, I heard him saying, "That's right, fish."
Fish?
Fish is short for Michigan.
Fish, fish, from fish, mish.
Yeah.
Mr. Chinbunny's going to eat his cake now.
Yeah, got his ice cream all cleaned up.
I bet 45 cents he eats that way for sure. People don't love ice cream so much they swoon and pant and get dizzy. He probably thinks...
By golly, if here aren't the two people I like best in all the world.
Too warm in that living room, I bet.
Yeah, but how about smittage?
You've been in here for must have been half an hour.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess I better see if I can hoist these poor old bones up on the railings.
Okay.
Take part in it.
I'll give you my seat.
Not at all, not at all. I'm glad to sit on the railing.
There's my seat.
Well, thank you.
We go through the same ceremony every night. If I didn't offer to get up and let you sit in the swing, you'd yank me out of it by my ear.
Yeah, that's right. I would.
Mr. Chinbunny over on Carl's porch eating cake.
Mm-hmm. He looked like he was a cat and somebody was scratching his back.
Yes, he does.
Oh, heck, Chinbunny, quit smirking and shivering. No cake is that good.
I bet he don't carry on like that at the breakfast table morning.
I bet he don't eat it.
Oh, how's Michigan, Michigan from Michigan, Michigan?
Fine. Well, you know, it was him I was talking to.
I went in to get a drink a while ago and heard you talking to Fish.
Huh?
I saw Mr. Crider from Toledo, Ohio this afternoon. Also Mrs. Jackson from Terre Haute, Indiana. And I had a chat over the telephone with Ms. Montgomery from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Sarcasm, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, but every time you mention that man thing, you tack on where he comes from. Michigan, Michigan from Michigan, Michigan.
Michigan, Michigan from Michigan, Michigan rolls off the tongue in a sleek, oily fashion. It has a pleasant savor as it creeps over the vocal cords. Michigan, Michigan from Michigan, Michigan.
It's a lot like 1-2 button your shoe. Three, four, shut the door.
Uh-huh.
5-6, pick up sticks.
Mm-hmm.
7-8, shut the gate.
Mm-hmm.
9-10,
I think you've successfully gotten your point across, Margie.
Yeah.
I had a very interesting chat with Michigan, Michigan from Michigan, Michigan, Kiko.
Must have. Talked the whole half hour.
He put me privy to something profoundly fascinating.
Oh?
Profoundly fascinating to me, at least.
Huh?
You're aware of how absorbed I am in parades and parade procedures.
Yeah.
Michigan, Michigan from Michigan, Michigan.
Oh, why don't you just say Rish Fish from Sish Mish?
Huh?
Instead of Michigan, Michigan from Michigan, Michigan, say Rish Fish from Sish Mish and save yourself breath.
Okay.
Mine's cracked several pretty fair jokes this evening.
She's a surefire belly laugh comedian, that girl.
Rish Fish from Sish Mish getting up a parade, is he?
Rich Fish from Sish Mish told me about an outfit in Independence, Missouri, called the Parade Information Bureau. You send this organization $10 a year, and they'll mail you a weekly bulletin giving the date and locality of every parade scheduled in the United States. I'm going to send my $10 first thing in the morning.
I don't quite get the idea, Dal.
Well, it's not a very difficult idea to get. Parade Information Bureau. That ought to explain it.
I expect it.
Well, look, let's say the school children of Lincoln, Nebraska plan on having a parade a week from Tuesday.
Okay.
Let us also say that the American Legion fellas in Seattle, Washington plan on having a parade the 16th of September.
Uh-huh.
Let us go a step farther and say that the city employees of Bangor, Maine plan on having a parade the 12th of August.
Uh-huh.
All right. In the weekly bulletin, as issued by the Parade Information Bureau, all these parades will be listed.
Oh.
Well, so which? Who cares?
Who cares?
Well, who cares except the school children of Lincoln, Nebraska, the American Legion fellows of Seattle, Washington, and the city employees of Bangor, Maine? I don't care.
I do.
Why?
Yeah.
If I know when and where parades are scheduled to take place, I might be able to make plans to attend some of them.
You make plans to march at the school children of Lincoln, Nebraska?
Well, naturally, I wouldn't travel clear to Lincoln, Nebraska, or Seattle, Washington to march in a parade. Unless, of course, it was some extra special occasion. But suppose there was a parade scheduled in Peoria, or Springfield, or Rockford, or LaSalle. If I knew about such parades in advance, I could make arrangements to be on hand for it.
But why?
I like parades.
If you heard the school children of Peoria were going to have a parade, you'd buy a ticket to Peoria and walk down the street with them?
Possibly.
I don't know.
Michigan or Sishigan, Michigan was telling me just now that there are fellows who do nothing else but the marching parades.
Pickpockets?
How is that, Trish?
Pickpockets, they say, follow parade.
You're a witty man, old fella.
No, but they...
There's a cucumber on your chin. Wipe it off.
I haven't had any cucumbers in a week.
Michigan, Michigan,
from
Michigan, Michigan, says that they're parade enthusiasts like myself who spend their entire time marching in parades. He was telling me about one guy that marched in 5 parades in 5 cities within a space of 96 hours. Marching along in the strip parade, he fell exhausted to the pavement and died shortly thereafter. The National Association of Parade Lovers intend to erect a statue to him as soon as they get $10,000 in their treasury.
How much they got now?
Well, unfortunately, only 85 cents. But the organization is new, and it takes time to build it.
Mr. Kinbunny's going to have another helping of ice cream.
The original ice cream kit.
Now watch him slide his spoon in and out of his mouth, scraping off layers of ice cream, and shuddering and grinning and rolling his eyes around.
Yeah.
Oh, itch, Mr. Kinbunny. You just can't taste that delicious.
Yes, sir. First thing in the morning, I'm going to send my $10 to the Parade Information Bureau of Independence, Missouri. I'll find out what's going on. Why, I may be able to locate a few parades in cities I visit on my inspection tour next month.
I just can't understand the thrill you get out of walking down the street.
The phrase, walking down the street, Dave, hardly fits the noble institution we know as the parade.
People walking down the street is what a parade amounts to.
There are some who think of a red, red rose as a weed.
Leroy Snow gets mad when people refer to his violin as a switch box.
Exactly.
Oh, now, Mr. Kinbunny, hey.
What's he doing?
Leaning way back in his chair with his eyes closed, his feet stretched out like he's just fainting with delight.
His ice cream is driving him crazy. It's so delicious.
Yeah.
Walking down the street.
Does this outfit in Missouri have any peachy parades coming up you plan on marching in?
No, Michigan, Michigan from Michigan, Michigan read me off the weekly bulletin they received this morning. Cities listed are too remote for me to attend.
What are some of them, though?
Well, the Junior Girl Scouts are having a parade this coming Friday in Little Rock, Arkansas. An organization known as the Old Pioneers, over 85 years of age, having a parade early next month in Sloppman, Utah. C.W. Smith, president of the Anti-Horse Thief League, is conducting a parade in Emporia, Kansas. Those are just a few.
Be nice if you went to Arkansas and marched with the Junior Girl Scouts, wouldn't it?
It would. I would marshal the Junior Girl Scouts in the capacity of deputy marshal.
Where is your husband, Miss Gough? Oh, he bought a ticket for Little Rock, Arkansas. Seems he's interested in walking down the street with the Junior Girl Scouts.
You may laugh and scream and howl with glee. Parades are my hobby. I'm not ashamed of that hobby. I like parades. I like parades.
All right.
Gee whiz, Mr. Chinbunny. Your ice cream just can't taste that delicious.
What's he doing?
Sliding off in his chair.